It's fair time in Tennessee. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, there's nothing quite like the county fair, the smells, the food, the livestock, and all across Tennessee, the fair season is just getting started.
It is a tradition in Tennessee, and it's something that they're, particularly the youth exhibiting keeps the fairs going. That is the future of our fairs. We've got 62 fairs across the state. Two or three of them have been held, but right now we're in the busiest time.
Lynn Williams, Tennessee's fair administrator, says a county fair belongs to its community, and every fair is different. The best way to enjoy any fair is to be a part of it. And for years, one of the highlights has been to showcase the crafts, the crops, and canned goods at the county fair to try and win that blue ribbon. And thankfully, that tradition is still alive and strong today. Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Ken Gibbons.
Well, fairs were first created really to display a lot of the things that are grown on farms. I've been to a number of fairs, and I hope to attend a lot more fairs in the fall, but people can take their exhibits, whether it be a field corn or tobacco or things that they can, fruits and vegetables. They have displays, and it really helps showcase what we grow on our Tennessee farms.
And the Department of Agriculture is still providing funding for premiums to help support our county fairs. And while the economy is still trying to recover, there's still a great value to go out and visit the county fair and take in all the free exhibits showcasing the state's number one industry, agriculture.
We've got across the state, there's some 3 million visitors go to our agricultural fairs every year. And I'd say Tennessee is one of the strongest states of county agricultural fairs.
Well, at least 9 county fairs up and running this week from Greenville to Trenton, and you can find a listing of all the fairs at picktnproducts.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.